Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out to go the shutout bid today, and there's a fly ball that goes into left field, and it is caught by Fermin for a Redbird winner. The Cardinals have swept the Guardians, winning on Friday 5-0, yesterday 9-6, and today 7-0.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie, anything?
Me, Paulie, I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, it's a Monday. We're chatting with Matt Paulie, and by, I believe, a special request, we have a reunion of two great minds who miss talking to each other. That is Matt Paulie, as I've mentioned, and Brad Young, who's filling in for Chris Ranji. Matt, Brad said you two have been texting over the weekend.
Yeah, you know what? He used to do the 8 o'clock show, so we would see each other pretty much every week when he would come into the studio, and that doesn't happen anymore, and Brad is one of my favorite people walking the face of the earth, so I do not get to see Brad too often.
Yeah, and this weekend I told Matt, I said, Matt, you're my sports Sherpa. That's what you are. You're my sports Sherpa.
That's what we should call him. We'll add that to KMOX Sports Fella, the Sports Sherpa. Well,
Sherpa, that's good. Yeah,
Matt, I'll toss it to you for this because the Cardinals are hot right now.
Yeah, they had a really good weekend, and it started with the win. They sweep the Guardians. That game that they had with Sonny Gray pitching set the tone, and it was such a special performance we're not overstating things when we say that's in the group of like best starting pitching performances ever, especially in the since the era of counting pitches, because what he did on Friday night against Cleveland literally had never been done in the history of baseball since we've kept pitch counts. And then to just continue that on Saturday to get down and then come back and win that game, and then yesterday against a left-hander where they've struggled sometimes to jump all over him early with the big home run, and then just keep adding on, and Matthew Liberatore was really good. That was a fantastic weekend of baseball for the Cardinals.
And Matt, you know, last year one of the big complaints about the Cardinals was the offense, the lack of offense. This year we're not lacking in the offense department. And I'm just thinking about Nolan Gorman. He's really him between him and Yvonne Herrera and Jordan Walker. We've got an Alex Burleson. My goodness, he's in the top five in the National League for batting averages. But what has turned this team around offensively? Is there something that we can point to?
There's a couple things. And first off, if we're being really, really fair about things, it's been very hit or miss with them. They've been streaky. They score a lot of runs or they don't score any runs seemingly. But that's a lot. That's across baseball too. You know, a lot of people think that's a St. Louis issue. That's really a Major League Baseball issue. There's a lot of teams that have the all or nothing nature of their offense. You look at where they rank in a number of categories. Team batting average is at 255. That's a top five. Their OPS is sitting as a team at, let's see, there at 723. That's top 10 or so. They were going to be better than they were last year offensively just because of luck. They were so bad last year offensively, there was no way that they were not going to take a step forward. But I think more importantly, guys have really worked hard, and hitting coach Brant Brown has worked really hard with them. You know, and Nolan Gorman is a really great example. I sent a tweet out last night about this because I was looking through some of his numbers recently. A lot has been made of what he's done in the month of June, but you can go back even a little bit further than that. Since May 26th, he's hitting .277 with an OPS at .909, which is really, really fantastic. And this is a guy who wasn't getting in the lineup as often as he would have liked in the first month, month and a half of the season, and what he was doing was he was just working really hard in the cage, waiting for his opportunity, waiting for his time, and once it came, it was there. You mentioned Alec Burleson. So this is somebody who early on in the season was not hitting well. He was also having a hard time getting into the lineup. And the thing that he really worked on was pitch selection, because one of the problems that Burleson has had in his career is sometimes he actually makes too much contact. He'll swing at pitches that are way outside the zone. He'll make contact, and it's just going to be a slow roller. You're not going to get much damage on that. He, to his credit, has been able to focus more on swinging at pitches inside of the strike zone, and when he does that, that's where the damage comes from, and you don't swing at those pitches where you're not going to probably get a good result. So it's a little bit cliche to say it, but it really has been a case of a little bit of work and a little bit of luck and a whole lot of hard work.
Well, you make the comparison, Matt, about last year, and I believe I read after the win yesterday that the Cardinals are now 9 games over .500, which is their best record since the end of the 2022 season. So this is the first time we've been 9 games up over .500. That compares with maybe some of the lows. But here's the question I want to get to. Something I know a lot of folks are talking about is attendance at games. There was the comment made by the Cubs announcers when we were playing the Cubs about it looked kind of skimpy here at Busch Stadium. But I know as a season ticket holder myself, I've seen the crowds recently being higher than the crowds were at the beginning of the season. And is there a thought process here, Matt, that the Cardinals, maybe there was a feeling that last year they weren't, true or not, maybe weren't trying to put the best product on the field. I don't think that's the feeling today in the beginning or close to July of 2025. I think there's a feeling that the Cardinals staff and administration are trying to put the best product on the field.
Yeah, the attendance thing, it's a really complicated conversation. I saw the comments that were made by the Cubs broadcasters, and I acknowledge how hot it was. That being said, I mean, in recent years, even in really hot situations, if the team's good, they're going to draw more. More and more people have been showing up. There's still people out there that just do not like John Mozeliak and just do not like Oliver Marmol, and they've decided to dig in and say, I'm not going to show up to a game until those guys are gone, which I think is just silly, because
it is.
You're missing out on an opportunity to see a really fun baseball team that's representing this city and representing Cardinal Nation really well. So if that's the stance you want to take, I try not to tell fans how to be fans, but I think it's silly. But there's other things that are happening. happening that I think people forget about. You know, group sales is a huge part of an offseason. And when the Cardinals are talking in the offseason about transition and about taking a step back and about, you know, focusing more on player development, there's going to be some groups and things like that that don't do their annual, you know, trip. And you might not get that back. When the baseball has not been so great over the last couple of years, people look for reasons not to show up to the ballpark, and they're going to get this narrative in their mind that downtown is not the safest place in the world. So you know what? We're just not going to go watch Cardinal baseball. And all of a sudden, that implants in people's minds, and it takes a little while for that to come out because I think that's something that eventually will kind of come around. So the fans have been showing up more and more. Obviously, they're going to do so. It's a really fun, really entertaining brand of baseball. I think it's going to continue to get better and better, but I also don't think it's something that you just snap your finger and all of a sudden every single game is sold out. They were working a little bit behind the eight ball, probably because of some things that happened in the offseason. And another side of this too that doesn't get talked about very much, and the Cardinals, to their credit, have cleaned this up a bit. Last year, if you were to get on the ticket resale websites, you could go find Cardinal tickets for $1, $2, $3. So all of a sudden, people are trained to say, you know what? Why am I going to go buy Cardinal tickets from the from the box office when day of the game I can get on StubHub or whatever and get a ticket for a dollar or two? I know the Cardinals have worked hard at limiting the some of these ticket resellers who are, you know, devaluing the tickets that much. So that's another part of this whole thing as well. So the business that is ticket sales in professional sports, it's a lot more complicated than, hey, the team's playing better baseball, so there's going to be a sellout crowd or something like that.
I feel like yes and no. Like when we talk about why people aren't showing up, Jonah Goldberg always talks about he doesn't believe in monocausal reasons. And I agree when it comes to why people aren't showing up. But I do think there is one single solution to people not showing up, and that's winning consistently, because winning covers a multitude of sins. It just does. And it just, it took a while for Cardinals fans to feel like, hey, this team's not that competitive. So it's the fan attendance is always going to lag behind the team's performance. But I guarantee you, this team starts playing well again, starts making the playoffs consistently again, fans will show up. When the Cardinals win, fans show up. And that's just, it hasn't been the most competitive team the last handful of years. I really think it's that simple. Nobody cares about crime in St. Louis when the Cardinals are in the World Series.
Precisely. Nobody cares.
No one talks. No one goes, you know, St. Louis isn't safe. I'm not going to go to the World Series game. I'm not going to go to the playoff game. So I do think when the Cardinals win consistently, fans will show up again. And it's just a little bit of a lag right now.
I do. I think that there's a certain group of people out there, and look, we work in downtown. We see stuff happen in downtown, and it's sometimes there's weird, wacky, not safe stuff happening. But there is a contingent of people out there who want to go to the mountaintop and scream as loud as they can, downtown's not safe, which I don't totally agree with that. And they use this opportunity where ticket sales are a little bit down and they're not selling as much. They use that as a way to say, you see, people aren't coming because it's downtown. And I agree with you, Amy. Yeah. I don't think that's what's going on.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I think the people on the mountaintop, half of them, maybe 80%, would come down the mountain if you gave them World Series tickets.
Or
if you gave
them,
if you gave them tickets to the NLCS. And I get it that there are some, maybe there are a few on principle, but it's a handful. That's it. Most of the people on the mountain, people climb mountains when it's convenient in the same way. I could get into other things, but a lot of people have principles until you say, what if I gave you $1 million? I could bend the rules. The Hallmark Channel, everyone has a price. But I do think people come down from there. They will hop off that high horse if you give them playoff tickets. And that's great. And that's why I'm not worried when the Cardinals start winning consistently again. The fans are going to lag behind it. The fans will come back.
Yeah, yep. That's fine. And the Cardinals have done a lot this year in turn-changing game day atmosphere, and I give them a lot of credit. It's not a snap-your-finger thing. Mm-hmm. We've seen crowds increase a lot in the last month or so. So it's happening. It's just not a snap-your-finger and it happened immediately thing.
Hey, Matt, before we let you go, I did see this news yesterday, some NHL rumors. Vegas Golden Knights defenseman, former Blue, Alex Pietrangelo is dealing with serious injuries, is going to require multiple major surgeries this summer, and reports are he will miss the entire 25-26 season at minimum.
Isn't that a bummer?
That's a bummer for our good friend, Stanley Cup champion, captain Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah, I saw that news too, and it hasn't been completely confirmed yet. You just hate to see it, and he's a really good player. He was a good Blue, and when you have something like that happen, when you miss an entire season, it's hard to ever completely come back from that. So you hope that he does. Like, I'm not saying that he's not going to. It's a really unfortunate situation.
Well, and okay, he's 35. He missed a lot of parts of last season because of injury. He's going to, at minimum, miss next season. If you're looking at rehabbing at 37, do you try to make that happen?
Yeah, you do. Professional athletes at that level, if they can choose the way that they go out, they're going to.
He is Matt Pauly, host of KMOX Sports Open Line, Redbird Rush Hour. He's got Cardinals pregame and postgame. We've got first pitch tonight at 5:40, which means the pregame starts at 4:45. Matt, thanks for joining us. I'm glad you got to chat with your old buddy, Brad Young.
Yeah, a over-the-studio connection hug to Brad.
Thanks to my sports Sherpa, Matt. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.